Support for WPR comes from Luther College, accepting applications from high school students wanting to join a community dedicated to inclusivity, curiosity, and sustainability. More at luther.edu/apply.
Witnesses took the stand on the first day of the trial for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She's charged with helping a man evade federal immigration officers. It's Tuesday, December 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's Attorney General says the Trump administration has defied the law dozens of times. And it's been 1 year since the shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School.
There are still those moments, those seconds in time that are ingrained in my mind.
Hundreds of medical providers and first responders treated victims. Some say they're still dealing with complicated feelings. Stay with us.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from many local theater and music groups. Giving the gift of tickets to live performances can create lasting memories, while funding artists and creators and supporting venues in the local economy.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News, every weekday.
Hey, it's Alex here. Before we get to the news, just a quick note to remind you that we are in our year-end member drive right now. WPR has served Wisconsin for more than 100 years. Those decades of service and this very podcast that you're listening to right now are all thanks to support from our listeners. Your gift now at WPR.org/donate makes WPR's independent journalism available to anyone for free. Thank you. Now let's get to the news. The first witnesses testified yesterday in a trial that's put a spotlight on immigration enforcement under President Donald Trump. Sarah Lear has the latest from the federal case against a Milwaukee County judge.
Free Judge Dugan! Free Judge Dugan!
Free Answering judge out on Dugan! Monday during a rally on the steps of the federal courthouse in Milwaukee, protesters were there in support of Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of helping a man evade immigration enforcement by leading him through a side door of her courtroom. That's after federal agents showed up at the courthouse in April to arrest him for being in the country illegally. On the first day of the high-profile trial, prosecutors called two FBI agents and a deportation officer to the stand. Prosecutors also played courtroom audio in which Dugan says, quote, "I'll take the heat." Prosecutors say that shows Dugan knew what she was doing was wrong. Defense attorneys argue Dugan was exercising her right to run her own courtroom. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The criminal case against Trump allies Jim Troupas and Mike Roman will head to trial after a Dane County judge found there was enough evidence in the state's felony forgery case against them. That's tied to their involvement in the 2020 false elector scheme. According to the criminal complaint, they developed the plan for Republican electors to certify that President Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020 when Trump had actually narrowly lost. Troupas and Roman's lawyers argued that they were trying to preserve Trump's options because there were court challenges to his loss. They said that electors had to follow a constitutional practice. A third co-defendant, Ken Chesbrough, had his hearing separated out because of a dispute over what evidence could be heard against him. That's because of how he's cooperated with investigations in other states. Under the direction of Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, Wisconsin has joined its 40th multi-state lawsuit against President Donald Trump's administration. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Justice announced it joined 19 other states suing Trump over a new $100,000 fee for skilled immigrant worker visas. The other suits challenged Trump actions like an attempt to end birthright citizenship and several freezes on federal funding approved by Congress. In a year-end interview, Call told WPR that Trump's administration has flouted the law dozens of times in a way that harms Wisconsin residents.
So the administration has been trying unlawfully to cut that funding. There's also even more money being impacted, to which they've attached illegal conditions that we've challenged. So our cases have been a critical stabilizing force in response to the chaos and potential damage that the Trump administration has threatened.
In October, Call announced a third run for office, in part to continue challenging the Trump administration. A bill in the state legislature would allow for community solar projects outside the control of utility companies and cooperatives. As Joe Schultz reports, the bill would create a program that allows farmers and developers to build small-scale solar projects that nearby residents can subscribe to.
Only utilities can currently offer community solar programs in Wisconsin. Under the bill, entities called subscriber organizations could own or operate community solar facilities. Customers subscribing to them would be able to receive credits toward their electric bills. State Representative Scott Krug, a Republican from the town of Rome, is one of the bill's sponsors.
Residents can subscribe to locally generated clean power and can see credits directly on their utility bills, expanding choice without the cost of installing panels on their own roofs.
But the state's utilities oppose the legislation. They argue it could raise rates for non-subscriber customers. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, 1 year ago, a deadly shooting changed hundreds of lives in Madison. We'll hear from some of those who responded. Stay with us.
The largest source of funding for the WPR programs you enjoy comes from tens of thousands of individuals and families who contribute. You can hear your favorite program and discover new ones thanks to member support. Find out more at WPR.org.
And finally, it's been 1 year since a shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School left three people dead. Hundreds of first responders and medical professionals pitched in during the aftermath of that violence. As Sarah Lear reports, these workers are dealing with complicated feelings as they navigate the tragedy's 1 year mark.
When the call came in late in the morning on December 16th, police wondered if it was a swatting incident. It wasn't. Multiple people were shot at a private pre-K through 12 school on Madison's east side.
Crap, did you want to go ahead?
Got a call coming at Abundant Life Christian Church, 4901 for Engine 5 and Medic 5 for a shooter.
Jimmy Imel is a Madison police lieutenant. He was working that day and remembers it well.
Everyone dropped what they were doing to rush to that school. Lunches were half eaten, reports were half typed.
A 15-year-old student had opened fire in a mixed-grade study hall, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old teacher Aaron West. The shooter died by suicide. Her father now faces criminal charges after prosecutors say he gave her access to two handguns that she brought to school that day. Six other people were injured, two of them critically. Madison paramedic Joe Perillo was in the first transport ambulance to arrive at the scene. He knew he needed to treat the surviving patient who was in the worst shape. That was 17-year-old Sammy Garduno Martinez, who is awake but confused after sustaining multiple bullet wounds.
My exact words were, "That's my guy. We're taking him." And it still rings true today. Sammy's my guy.
Sammy was rushed to American Family Children's Hospital, where he immediately underwent surgery to his brain and abdomen. Dr. Adam Brinkman performed one of those surgeries. He remembers walking into the operating room after learning there had been a school shooting.
I felt sick to my stomach. I felt sad. I felt angry. I felt in shock.
Another critically injured boy, 14-year-old River Clardy, also underwent multiple surgeries. River survived and was released from the hospital in late January. But Sammy's injuries were even more serious. After suffering inflammation of his brain, the former cross-country runner was put into a medically induced coma. For Brinkman, December 16th will always be a somber day. To mark 1 year since the shooting, he plans to go for a run so he has time to reflect.
There are still those moments, those seconds in time that are ingrained in my mind. And I have to think about those and deal with those. I can't suppress them.
Another doctor, Megan Gusick, is an emergency physician who oversaw the medical response on the day of the shooting. For hours, she was swamped. She didn't have time to be alone with her thoughts until she drove to her son's daycare.
And I got in my car to go pick up my kid, and I just lost it because it was a really heavy day.
When River and Sammy were finally let out of the hospital, Gusick made sure the first responders who treated them were there. That included Perillo, the paramedic, who says he feels a connection to Sammy that's unlike anything else he's felt in his career.
There's a sense of innocence to that, as being a child, or a sense of innocence of a school.
While Sammy was in the hospital, Perillo kept asking for updates. He met Sammy's parents and went to his high school graduation ceremony. And on the day Sammy was discharged, as hospital staff blew bubbles and waved streamers, Perillo wheeled Sammy out.
I said, "Hey, man, I brought you in here 295 days ago, and I'm going to bring you out."
Sammy is now in a rehab facility as he works to relearn tasks like walking and speaking. Perillo can't forget what he saw inside the Abundant Life School a year ago. But he also has new images to think about, like Sammy's smile and the bubbles floating in the air when he left the hospital. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to WPR's Sarah Lear for bringing us that story. We'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A mix of sunshine and clouds today, warmer than the past few days, with highs in the 30s across the state, but wind gusts up near 20 miles per hour at times. Still pretty windy overnight, with lows down into the teens and 20s, but no snow in the forecast. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.